Here at the 2013 National Convention of the FFA in Louisville, Kentucky, we're here with Garrett Yerrigan. Garrett, second time around for you. You know this rodeo as far as proficiency awards are concerned, and you've won again. Tell me about this year's proficiency award category that you've won in.
You know, I thought last year was a great feeling being a national winner, but to win two times in a row and get to represent the great state of Oklahoma, there's no words to describe the feeling right now.
So tell me about this particular award. It's outdoor recreation, right?
Correct. Last year it was Ag Communications. This year re-ran again in the outdoor recreation category, made it through the state, made it through the national competition, had a great group of competitors that I was up against this year, and my hat's off to them as well. But it's great to come out on top for Oklahoma.
You're basing everything, obviously, on your involvement with rodeo, including your rodeo announcing, right?
Correct. Same application based on my life as a rodeo announcer, sound person, video lighting, you know, all of the different aspects of production of rodeo, and so we just re-ran it again.
When we think about the things that you've learned to this point, you're really continuing to build your foundation for a really very, very successful career for a lot of years to come, right?
Absolutely, and I owe a great deal of my success to FFA and the things that it's taught me through the record keeping and the public speaking and the leadership skills, all the conferences and stuff, and I probably would not be here where I am today without FFA.
Tell me a little bit about what exactly you have been doing over the last few months as far as, you know, this latest rodeo season. Tell me maybe a couple of the highlights.
Well, after state convention this year, graduated high school, went up and spent pretty much the whole summer in Canada working rodeos and different events up there, and came back down here, continued to stay busy through the end of the summer run. I'm actually still going strong right now, and my first weekend off isn't till the middle of December, so I'm very blessed to be able to stay this busy and keep active.
What, you know, for somebody that's interested in doing that type of an entrepreneurship like you've done, what's one or two secrets that you might share with them?
You know, I always look at when one door closes, another one opens, and don't ever get discouraged. You know, things happen for a reason, and, you know, you just have to take every day one day at a time and just never say no and keep moving forward.
Okay. And one more time, tell me what you think FFA has really helped you in your career and your, you know, where you're headed and just your interactions with folks.
It has grown not only my ability to speak to, you know, just one or two people like we are here today, or a group of 50 or 60,000 like some rodeos have crowds that size. And to be able to communicate with those folks, is FFA has helped so very greatly in that through the public speaking, the record keeping through the SAE program with the income and expenses and tracking inventory. I mean, it's helped me polish so much. I can't thank the FFA enough.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Alrighty.